Good Wednesday morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I worship with the Christians at Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens. I appreciate you taking the time to join me this morning. This week, we're asking the question, what would you give in exchange for your soul? If God gave you the choice right now to have any earthly position or possession in exchange for your immortal soul, what would you choose? I think most, if not all of us, would have the presence of mind to choose our souls in that sort of a hypothetical scenario. But of course, that's all it is, though. A hypothetical. In reality, we don't have one single choice, but a whole lifetime's worth of decisions in which we choose our souls or something else. And as much as we may think that we value our souls, I'm afraid that we choose the something else far too often. This week is about trying to identify and be aware of the things in our life that are vying for our attention and can pull us away from the Lord if we don't keep them in the right place. Yesterday, we talked about the danger that screens pose. I don't know of any other single thing that can suck so much time out of our day with nothing to show for it. Today we're going to switch gears and talk about the dangers of pouring too much time into our work. Now I want to start this discussion off by being very sure that I'm clear on what the Bible teaches about how we should work. The Bible expects us to work, and to work hard. No matter what our job may be, we should be striving to do the absolute best job we can, as if we were doing it for the Lord. As a matter of fact, in Colossians 3, in verse 23, Paul writes, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men." And furthermore, the Bible teaches that we should work so that we can provide for ourselves and for our families. In 2 Thessalonians 3, in verse 10, Paul writes, "For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." And in 1 Timothy 5:8, Paul again writes, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." So I'm definitely not saying that we shouldn't be working hard to provide for our own. What I am talking about today is the danger of letting our work become an idol in our lives that consumes far more time than it should. And I think this can take on a couple of different forms. First, there's the temptation to become addicted to the money or the material wealth that our work affords us. People can become workaholics in order to finance the lifestyle that they think they need. The desire to maintain appearances for friends, to, quote, keep up with the Joneses, drives us to stay late, to work weekends, overtime, holidays. And I know people who regularly work 60 to 80 hours per week. If our lifestyle is such that we have to work these kind of hours to maintain it, we have a problem, and we've forgotten how to live within our means. Now, the second way that I think this can manifest itself is in the pursuit of power or prestige or just recognition. Some people try to derive their self-worth through their work by trying to climb the ladder in whatever field they may be in. These are often people who come from broken homes, from difficult backgrounds, and they may feel like they have something to prove to the world. Now, again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to excel or do our very best in our work. What I am saying is that it's not healthy for us to derive all of our self-worth through our work. Regardless of the home life we came from, or what our home is or isn't now, we serve a God who loves us and values us far more than we can imagine. So again, like yesterday, let's ask some practical questions. Number one, does your work keep you from assembling with your brethren for worship services? Number two, does your work make it difficult to find time for having people into your home to show hospitality? Number three, do you have the time or the energy to spend with your family when you get home from work? I heard of a man once who used to say a prayer every evening when he pulled in from work because he said the most important work of the day was about to start. And number four, do you have the time or the energy to spend in reading and in prayer each day? We'll go ahead and wrap up there for the day. Tomorrow we're going to continue our discussion by discussing pastimes, anything from sports to hobbies, just the things that we fill our free time with. These are going to be things that are not inherently bad, but like everything else that we've discussed this week, they can grow to occupy way more space in our lives than they should. I hope that you'll be able to join me for that if you have the chance. Also, I'd like to invite you to worship with us here at Oakland if you have the chance. We meet for midweek Bible study tonight, that's Wednesday night, at 7 p.m., and for Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m., with worship services immediately following, then Bible study Sunday night at 5 p.m. That's about all the time that I have this morning, but I thank you again for tuning in, and I hope that you all have a great day.